is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
First up today, excuse me, there's my voice going away. First up today, natural living with Michaela. Let's bring her on to start the show, reintroduce herself, her show, and her guest for today. Welcome back, Michaela.
Thank you for the intro, Nicole. I'm sorry you losing your voice. Oh, my gosh, that's so fun. All right, so thank you, Nicole, for the intro, and thank you to all the listeners out there. I am Michaela Jones, MD, Integrative Holistic Health Specialist with Living Naturally for Life, and welcome to another show. Today, we'll be talking about spirituality and finding your true calling. Whether you are a healer, health practitioner, entrepreneur, CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or keeper of your home, living in alignment with who you are meant to be is essential to true health and well-being. My guest today is Christine Sismondo. Although she works mostly with Woo Women entrepreneurs, she has nuggets of wisdom for everyone. So let me tell you a little about Christine, and then I'll bring her on for a chat. So Christine is an energy healer, business strategist, and transformational coach. Her passion is helping healers, holistic practitioners, and spiritual women entrepreneurs find, create, and fulfill their calling. She helps them build a sustainable business model in alignment with their passions, purpose, and personality so they can do the meaningful work they were meant to do in the world and pay the bills. She's passionate about helping them traverse their spiritual journey of entrepreneurship, which she believes is a healing journey in and of itself. Her big mission is to help heal the world by helping healers, holistic practitioners, and spiritual woo women, yay woo women, spiritual woo women entrepreneurs come into their calling and create a ripple effect of health, healing, and empowerment. She aspires to make natural and holistic health and healing widely known and accessible to all. So welcome, Christine.
Well, thank you so much, Michaela.
I am so excited to have you on. As you know, I'm a huge fan of yours, so I'm so glad that you are here today. Yay!
Thank you. I'm a fan of you, too.
So, well, let's just jump right on in there, then. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did this journey of helping healers coming to their calling start for you? So your calling is helping other people come into their calling. So tell me about that. Where did that start for you?
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. In some ways, it just started in the last couple of years when I almost gave up on my calling. And in some ways, it started when I was six. So I'll just tell you the story. It's a little bit long, but I'll try to keep it brief. So when I was 6 years old in first grade, I was playing on the bars on the playground, and I had a little five-year-old kindergartner come up to me and ask me if I could teach her to do what I was doing. And in that moment, I got actually pretty excited about that. And I of course, said yes. Yes, of course. And so over the next 3 weeks or so, we spent every single recess working together. And I just remember, even as just a tiny little kid, thinking, what does she need in order to get from where she is, which is never having even sat on a bar or anything, all the way to doing what I'm doing, which was spinning forward, spinning backwards with one leg, with two legs. And so I remembered, even my little six-year-old brain was like, What little tiny baby steps? What are the milestones? What does she need to know and do and experience in order to get where I am? And the number one thing that I knew was that she needed to get over the fear. Because when you go and you go to spin on a bar, There's this flip-flop that happens in your stomach. There's fear of, like, am I going to be able to hold on to this thing? Am I going to drop myself? So there's a ton of self-doubt. And I needed to help her get through that. And so I remember doing things like bracing her back and slowly lowering her down through the range of motion so that she could get the embodiment of feeling what it would feel like to go in these different moves, and just helping her gain the confidence and trust in herself that she was going to be able to do this. And so, again, we worked on this every recess for about 3 weeks. And the moment that little girl went 360 degrees around the bar, my chest exploded. It was just like this massive energetic field opening wide up. I was so proud of her. I was so excited for her. And I was so honored to be a part of that journey. So as my six-year-old self, I thought, oh my gosh, I want to be a teacher when I grow up. And so for the next 17 years, all the way through elementary school, middle school, high school, into my first 4 years going part-time in college, my whole focus was on teaching. And then I ended up transferring to the university. And unfortunately, the advisor that I had in college, she did not give me the greatest advice. I had asked her what I needed to do to get right into the education program at the college that I was applying to. And unfortunately, she gave me the information of what I needed to do to get into the college, not what I needed to do to get into the program. So I had an entire year, after spending 4 years going part-time at community college, I had an entire year of having prerequisites before I could get into the ed program. But that was a blessing because I spent in the entire year diving full on, even more than ever before, into tutoring other young students, volunteering in the schools. I got a job helping as a teacher's assistant. I got a job as a coordinator in the after-school program. And through all of that, I went, oh, my gosh, I don't want to teach.
No.
I was just like, I couldn't believe it. After 17 years, I was like, now what? It was like everything I had dreamed about, everything that I thought I wanted and put all my effort and energy into, it just sort of was shattered. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's just elementary school. I'm going to go volunteer at the high school. I volunteered at the high school, and I was like, nope, this isn't it either. These are like big kids, and it didn't give me that same excitement and passion that I had gotten from that six-year-old moment. And then I volunteered at the middle school, and it was like, no, not this either. So then what? So then it was a reevaluation. What was it about that experience, and what was it about all of my experiences up to that point that inspired me and excited me and that brought me joy? And so I realized that I really loved helping people emotionally. I loved being like the confidant, the person that people, you know, the shoulder for them to cry on, the people that people confided in and got advice from. Did love teaching and mentoring and all of that. And I loved math. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go into business. I'm going to go into being a financial advisor. So that's what I did. I worked on becoming a financial advisor, got out of that, ended up in sales and marketing in the financial industry, but not as a financial advisor. So for the next 17 years, I spent it in corporate, doing business, back office operations, marketing, supporting the sales team, building websites, database management, all of this very like detailed office work. And through that process, at some point, I discovered energy healing. And when I discovered energy healing, I was like, oh, this is it. This is the thing that I can do that's going to bring in all of that stuff, right? I was like, I can help people through their challenges. I can support people. I can teach. I mean, all that original stuff, I was like, this is the thing I've been dreaming of. And maybe all this business experience was just so that I could build my own business in this industry. So I left my full-time job, quit my very high-paying, stable career to launch into energy healing full-time. And the timing of that was epic because it was about 6 months before COVID started. And
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a result of that, I couldn't do the work that I thought I was being called to do. And so I ended up having to be a stay-at-home homeschooling mom for a while and felt like I was completely giving up on my calling. So through that whole process, I went through like a deep spiritual depression and a dark night of the soul. And through that, I was birthed into this new path. And I realized that one of the mistakes that I was making was I was trying to cut off, I like to think of it as cutting off my right leg. It's kind of hard to walk and kind of hard to move forward. I was cutting off my right leg in that I was trying to like sever myself from those 17 years of business corporate experience to go on this very spiritual path. And as a result of that, trying to sever that, I wasn't able to really move forward. And I realized I needed to marry the two and bring it all forward so that I was really utilizing all of the gifts and taking that 17 years of business experience and using it to serve others, not just myself.
Yes, awesome. Yeah, we all tend to go through these journeys and being able to come to that realization that we have to bring all of us to the plate, if you will, in order to truly be who we are and whatever we're doing is one of those very aha moments that we need in order to be able to move forward. So, you know, I, for one, am so excited that you had your aha moment and you were able to bring all of that in because I have actually benefited from some of what you bring to the table. So thank you for that. So that being said, though, what are some of the ways that you support others on their own journey? I mean, you've had your own journey and, you know, lots of us in this line of work, we tend to have our own journeys, and we tend to attract people that are on similar paths, and so that allows us to help them along the way because we've been through it. So what are some of the ways that you help others on their journey?
Yeah, so because I was going down that spiritual path in the energy medicine, my focus is on those people, right? And so some of the ways that I support them is to really get clear on what their zone of genius is and what their strengths are and what their past experiences, because that, again, this was one of my major lessons, what their past experiences that they're leaving behind or trying to sever or cut off or ignore that actually are hugely in support of the ways that they are uniquely called to serve in the world. And so it's just going through an exploratory process of helping them really align and bring in all of their natural gifts and their personal and work experience and all of that to bring it all together so that when they're moving forward in their business, they're aligned in calling, that their business model and the structure and the way that they offer their services, it's all aligned with their personality, with their passions, and with their purpose.
Awesome. So so let's talk about businesses for a moment. And I know everybody listening probably don't have their businesses, but you can still glean some, you know, some stuff from this. So you have a unique view on this particular thing. So tell me, how does entrepreneurship relate to healing or personal development? So you talk about how those, you have to marry all of that stuff, and you know, and you believe that the journey of entrepreneurship is also a healing journey. So let's explore that a little bit. How does that all relate?
Yeah, you know, I honestly think that entrepreneurship is like the greatest healing journey of our life, I can kind of compare it to parenting a little bit, because like with parenting, there is no instruction manual, right? Like, we don't have this, like, guide telling us how to do it and how to do it well and how to do it right and how to do it in alignment with ourselves. And similarly, how, you know, how kids are often teaching us lessons, right? They're like a reflection of things that we need to learn and help us grow. Similarly, the entrepreneurial journey is very much like that, because it really brings up our deepest wounds. It brings up two of the things and more, but two of the things that it brings up are things that every single person struggle with. And that is a feeling of not being enough and the feeling of mm-hmm. not belonging or wanting to belong. And so as we go through this entrepreneurial journey, we're constantly battling, like, am I good enough? Am I doing this well enough? You know, do I have something to offer? And it's constantly challenging those fears and that those, like I said, some of those deepest wounds. Oftentimes when I work with my clients, something will come up and they'll be like, yeah, this relates back to my mom, or, you know, some experience from childhood that they had, whether it's the fear of visibility, you know, like feeling like they can't speak or don't have, be seen and not heard, you know, things of that from childhood.
Yeah.
Or like I had a client the other day who just felt uncomfortable even making an offer, because it was like, who am I to do that? Like, who am I to say that I can do these things? Or another client the other day that brought up how it didn't feel okay to want things or to dream. And as an entrepreneur, it's a must. You have to want things and you have to dream. So I just feel like every step of the entrepreneurial journey is an opportunity for personal growth and for healing some of those core wounds, those core childhood wounds that we have that may be even lying dormant until we try to take the next step.
Gotcha. So basically what you're saying is that some of those things that you uncover as someone is trying to build their business or trying to, you know, increase wherever they are in their professional development, uncovers some of those things from their personal lives that also need to be addressed. So when you're uncovering the stuff to do the professional stuff, you're also healing on a personal level. Is that about one? Sum it up.
100%. That is absolutely exactly what I'm saying. And that's why I really love marrying these two things together, the energy healing and helping people with spiritual and personal development, you know, and helping them on the business side.
Gotcha. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, one of the things that I have found, particularly with women, and again, you know, right now we're talking about mostly woo entrepreneur women, but everybody can get stuff from this, is that sometimes it's very hard to strike a balance between, particularly for healers, between serving others and taking care of yourself. Because, you know, we've been told for so long that, you know, we should take care of others, we should give, and we should do this, we should do that. And oftentimes we give more than we receive, and sometimes it really kind of takes us down because we've given so much and haven't received anything in return or taken that moment to, like, refresh ourselves. So what are some effective strategies for finding the right balance between serving others and taking care of yourself? I saw this a lot, too. You mentioned COVID earlier. I saw this a lot, too. A lot of people were at home, and particularly the women were tasked with taking care of the homes, taking care of the families. I also, by the way, did the whole homeschool thing, you know. Fortunately, my kids are all adults now, so that phase of life is done. And I got to tell you, it was really hard taking care of the home, homeschooling my kids, and running my business. So I understand. Been there, done that. So, during COVID, I saw that a lot of women in particular that were the ones that were at home, and you know, men can also be stay at home caregivers as well, giving so much and in this environment of there's just so much going on around us, and we're just kind of like trapped in the home, if you will. So I saw that a lot myself. So what are some strategies that you can offer for finding the right balance, again, between serving others and taking care of yourself as a spiritual entrepreneur? Because obviously our spirit needs to be in the right place in order to help others on their spiritual journey.
Yeah, great question, Michaela. You know, I think the first thing is adopting the right mindset around this. And what I mean by that is body first, business second. And
ooh,
I feel like it
I
goes
like that.
Back. Thank you. I feel like it goes back to that the example of being on an airplane and, you know, with the oxygen mask dropping down, do you put it on your child first or do you put it on yourself first? If you put it on your child first, you know, and anybody and everybody else in the world, you aren't going to be able to sustain. And so I feel like a lot of times culturally we find it selfish when we take time for ourselves, but I would love to encourage people to think of it as being self-full, like fulfilling the self so that you can fill other people and serve from the overflow of your full cup. And so, yeah, mindset, I think, is the first. And second, you know, the second thing I think is whatever you do, try to move your body, because movement creates energy. And so much of the time when we're at home or we're sitting in front of our desk, it creates stagnation. And that stagnation not only is not healthy for our physicality, it also is not great for our minds. So even just getting up and literally taking a 5-minute or 10-minute walk around the block, stepping outside and putting your feet in the grass, going out and, you know, getting some rays of sunshine on your face, getting some fresh air, whatever it is, just like get out of the space that you're in and get your body moving.
Awesome. I love that tip. I personally keep a rebounder in my office, and I will periodically get up at a bare minimum at least once an hour if I'm having a really busy day. I will periodically get up and just bounce on my rebounder. I know it sounds crazy, but it keeps me moving. So, and it's
yeah, no,
the lymphatic
I think
system too. So,
yeah, rebounders are the best. They're so good for your lymphatic system. They're easy on your joints. I'm all for that one.
Yep. I have a little mini trampoline right there in my office, and at any time, it's like, okay, got to get up, got to get moving, yeah. So, all right, so what are some other tips that you can share for staying motivated and inspired on the entrepreneurial journey, especially during challenging times? Again, you know, you mentioned COVID. Those are very challenging times. Right now, you know, we're still in challenging times. COVID is over, but, you know, we're still having a hard time with our economy recovering, and, you know, there's just still a lot of challenging energy out there. I think, you know, I personally feel like there's still a lot of anger energy out there all around, and some frustration energy, that kind of thing, and that challenges from the outside and the inside. So what are some tips that you can share for staying motivated and inspired?
So, one of the things that is helpful for being motivated is really getting clear on your desires. And this was a conversation I had with somebody just the other day. Desires, I want to say, I don't mean wants. Desires and wants, they're similar, but they're different. Desires come from the soul. They're guided by the universe or the heavens or whatever your belief is. It's bigger than you. It's like you've been given this desire because there's a bigger purpose, and it's not like a want, which is just like oftentimes a feeling of lack, right? Wants often are like, oh, I want that, or I wish I could have that, and there's this sort of this dampening feeling of what you don't have versus what you have, whereas a desire, it comes from a much more inspired place. And so one tip would just be to focus on your desires. And oftentimes, the desires that you have for yourself actually have a much larger purpose. And so the second component of that is really thinking about how your desires, even if they are for yourself, how they serve others. Because when we focus on serving others, that is often where our motivation comes from. It's like we want to have an impact in the world. We want to do good for others. And so by having your own personal desires and knowing how those personal desires also benefit not just you, but your loved ones, your close friends and family, your inner network, and then the world at large, being really clear on that can help keep you motivated and focused and moving forward towards your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams, because it's not just about you. It's for a bigger reason. There's a bigger why behind it.
Gotcha. So basically, clarity is the key.
Yeah, I absolutely think clarity is key. But along the lines of that, sometimes we can get overly focused on needing to get clarity, and that can actually stop us from moving forward. So the key with clarity, yeah. The key with clarity is to get just enough clarity in order to take the next step. So just to give you like a metaphor for that, if you're driving down the road and you want to go a certain direction, if you stay where you're at and there's a road sign down the way but you can't quite see it, are you ever going to get clarity on which direction you should go? Nope. If the directional sign is too far down the road for you to actually see it, you can't stay right where you're at and get clarity. You actually have to move in that fuzzy direction toward the sign, even though it's not totally clear, but you know you're moving toward the sign. And as you get closer, as you move forward, then that sign is going to come into vision and you'll be able to decide which direction to go next. And so, you know, even if your clarity is, I know I want to help others, you know, like start with that. And then, okay, well, in what ways might I want to help others? Or in what ways have I helped others in the past? And then move in that direction and the clarity will come.
Okay, basically baby stepping.
Baby steps, yes.
Awesome. So let's talk about natural gifts, because part of your whole vision is to help people kind of bring all they are into what they do, and which means also embracing your natural talents and gifts and strength as well. So how can healers and holistic practitioners leverage their natural gifts and strengths to create a thriving business, to be successful, whatever, you know, success is for them?
Yeah, so one of the things is to really look at what you love, like what you love to do, how you love to serve, the ways that you throughout your life have naturally supported people. So for example, as my 6-year-old self, like the story I told you earlier, it's very natural for me to like have somebody who has an end goal or desire, and for me to be able to be like, okay, you want to do that? I can help you break this down into step-by-step actions in order for you to get from where you are to where you want to be. That's just like one of the things that's clearly an innate gift, because I started it when I was 6. And so if you just sort of think back to, you know, what you did as a child and how you supported other people as a child and what things lit you up, you know, that will help you gain clarity. And then ask yourself, what was it about that experience, or what was it about me serving in those ways that lit me up? Because I think for me, that's where I made the big mistake. Like, I assumed that it meant that I loved teaching, but it wasn't necessarily that I loved teaching. I actually more loved mentoring. I love, you know, helping people achieve whatever goals or dream that they have. And that was a lot less about standing up in front of a classroom than it was hand-holding and really bringing people forward with my more nurturing or one-on-one type support.
Gotcha. All right. And so what advice would you give to someone who's actually struggling to identify their unique strengths and gifts?
Yeah, so again, really think about what you love and what lights you up and what has lit you up along the way. Another thing is ask people. Sometimes we're a little shy about this, but oftentimes people see in us what we can't see in ourselves. Our natural gifts are so automatic. They're so ingrained and innate that we often don't even value them. We may not even really know that they exist, that we do a certain thing, you know. So asking other people, what is it that you value in me, or how have I helped you? You know, what do you see as my strengths? Different questions like that can get other people's insights. And just another aside, I don't know why this came to mind, but sometimes people tell us things and they're like compliments, and we just kind of brush them off, and we're like, oh, like, it's no big thing, right? It's no big deal, or like, that wasn't so special. And so, again, right. I don't know why this came up, but I feel like I just want to say this because it came in, that it's important to open up to actually receive those compliments and those messages and really take them in and not push them away or brush them off, but to really bring it in and know and believe and hear what those people are saying, so that you can, it goes kind of back to the thing that I was talking about of not being enough, right? To sort of overcome that not enoughness, practice receiving those compliments.
Awesome. Yeah, that actually is a very true statement, because there are a lot of people, it's like somebody complimented, it's like, oh, no, you know, oh, it's nothing, or instead of just saying thank you, you know. So, yeah, I get where that's coming from. Yeah. And yeah. I also love that you said just kind of look at the things that you innately do and everything. You know, like for me, I know that when everything started clicking for me is when I went through a similar journey as you did, and that I did other things before I got to the healing realm. And a part of what I did is I was in tech. I was in computers. I did database design. I was in, you know, network administration, those kinds of things. And it, when it finally clicked for me, though, and I realized that helping others is what I really wanted to do. And I, like you, I too also try to separate that previous life from the current life. And then when I realized that I needed to bring all of that in to be a more effective practitioner and healer, that's when it really started to come together. And then I realized that part of what makes me unique and what makes me good in the healing realm is my ability to break down and solve problems, which I had been doing in my previous career. But then where I'm going with this, though, is you're like, look at the things that you naturally do. One of the things that I like to naturally do is I love solving puzzles. It's like I'm constantly working on puzzles. You know, so it's like, that's something I just do that I enjoy doing, even, you know, as like a pastime. It's like, you give me any type of puzzle, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know. So that's one of the things I just love doing. So I love that you have, like, connected that dot. That's one of the things I say is I like to help people connect the dots. So I love that you've kind of connected that into, you know, what do you naturally do? You know, that's part of what you need to bring into this. So awesome.
Absolutely.
I love that.
And the other thing, it just came to mind as you were talking, it's not just what you naturally do, but it's also like who you naturally are, like your personalities. You know, for example, if you've got a super spunky personality, be your super spunky personality. Or if you naturally like cuss, you know, like allow it to be, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, we know someone like that.
Yes, we do. You know, just allow it to be, because as you're moving forward, the more yourself that you can be, the more vibrant you will be, and the more you'll attract the right people, and things will just be flowing. So when you're trying to like be a certain way and adhere to a certain mold or a certain role or whatever, it inhibits the flow of moving forward. And again, like this also relates to when you're building your programs. You know, for me, I thought I wanted to do a course, for example. But if you heard from my story, my natural gift isn't, yes, I want to be a teacher, right? But that's not my go-to thing. My first and foremost is mentorship. It's like, tell me what your goals are and what you want to achieve, and let's figure out a way to get you from where you are to where you want to be, versus let me stand up in front of a classroom and teach to, you know, a course to a bunch of people and just put out information. So when you're working on, so speaking about leverage, this kind of goes back to the leveraging of your natural gifts, think about what you naturally do and how that can serve you to serve others in your business. Because one of the things is, oftentimes we're listening to the gurus of, you should do this and you should do that. Like, you should have a podcast, or you should, you know, speak on podcasts, or you should have a course, or like all the shoulds, right? And yeah. If it's not in alignment and it doesn't feel good, we're going to procrastinate. I mean, entrepreneurship is hard enough as it is, right? So do the thing that feels in alignment with who you naturally are. Leverage your natural gifts, talents, skills, abilities, personality, all of that. You know, like, I probably won't ever be a talk show host, but I'm happy to talk to you on your show. So just do the things that serve you so that you can serve others.
Well, honestly, I can tell you, I never thought I would be a talk show host either, but here I am. So never say never.
Never say never. That's absolutely right. I never thought I would speak publicly. So,
yeah, but I enjoy talking to people. So this is kind of natural for me, you know, so at least there's that. So, all right. So let's get back around to spirituality, because that's kind of where our topic was going today. Is, so what role does spirituality play in finding and living one's true calling?
Honestly, I feel like it's sort of everything. Like, you have to have belief and you have to have faith. And to me, it doesn't matter what that belief or faith is, but there is something more than ourselves, and there is a bigger purpose for each of us being here. And I believe that the purpose is to live purposefully. And so whatever that means for you, right? It's like getting clear about what lights you up and what inspires you. And so the purpose is to live and enjoy life and do what lights you up and serve others in a way that lights you up. And so having that connection with whatever that is for you, source, God, you know, and really tapping into your own inner guidance, your own inner wisdom, your connection with source, your higher guidance, your guides, whatever that is for you, I feel like it's the whole guiding light that takes you through this process of entrepreneurship.
All right, so let's talk about a little bit about success. And again, this could be like business success or success in life. To me, I feel like success means different things for different people. But, you know, we're just for sake of the show, we're going to talk about, you know, like professional success. So what is the biggest misconception that you believe people have about success?
Hello. I think the biggest misconception is that success is a straight line, but success is linear. It's so not. So whatever your definition of success is and whatever that means to you, it's a journey. It's a journey of ups and downs and twists and turns and rights and lefts and course correction. The key to success, I think, is course correction. It's reviewing the journey that we've just been on. It's analyzing what went well, what didn't go well. It's, you know, redefining what it is you want moving forward and going through that process over and over again of, like, doing this internal soul searching, doing the internal contemplation, evaluation, and then moving forward in a direction you feel is right, going through the cycle of putting it out there, doing the thing, and then evaluating the results and starting again. And I just feel like there's an upward spiral to success. It's like so many times we come back to challenges that we've faced in the past from a new angle, or it's a new facet of the same darn thing we learned before. And so it's like it's a spiral, but it's not even like a straight line spiral. It's a wiggly line spiral. So, yeah, I think the misconception is that it should somehow be linear.
Gotcha. Yeah. So nothing is ever a straight line. So, all right. So, So let's talk a little bit. We're going to go back here, go backwards a little bit, and let's talk about your mission. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your specific mission and the impact that you want to make in the world. So tell me a little bit more about your mission. You know, what it is that you feel like you're here to do, you know, what people need to know about you and what you bring to the world.
Yeah, okay. So my mission is to help healers, holistic practitioners, and spiritual woo-woo women entrepreneurs come into their calling. Because my bigger mission, I think even as a child, like there was music and cartoons and TV shows and whatever, anything that had sort of a feel the world feel to it, I was really drawn to and gravitated to. And so I have this big kind of heal the world mission. And for me, by supporting other healers, holistic practitioners, and spiritual women who are, helping other people with health, healing or empowerment, personal growth, development, those kinds of things, that's the ripple effect that I want to create in the world. I had something else you had asked about, and now I can't remember. Something else about the mission. Oh, I remember that. So thanks. Thanks for that pause of uncomfortable silence.
Right?
Yeah. That happens from time to time, huh?
It does. You know, it is what it is. That's the thing about, you know, live radio. It's like you never know what's going to come out. So, you know.
Yeah, totally. So the other part of my mission that is, it's even bigger. I mean, it sort of starts by helping healers and holistic practitioners come into their calling. But I have that bigger mission of helping, like, natural health and healing become accessible to all. And so as a dreamer and doing my own internal contemplations, I have dreams of, like, developing healing centers where I can employ the healers and holistic practitioners so that, and the vision is, like, to take over malls and then redesign them as, like, I don't know if you've ever been to a Vegas casino, but when you step into a Vegas casino, and I don't mean where the slot machine parts are, but, like, the design pieces, it's like stepping into another world. And so I have this vision of creating healing centers, like taking over malls, redesigning the whole, like, midsection so there's, like, beautiful greenery and water features and just total serenity. And then instead of them being, like, stores where you would go buy day-to-day stuff, it would all be all these different healing modalities or, like, places that you could buy healing products and supplies, like essential oils or natural foods or whatever, like, have it just be this total healing center. And then I have another vision of creating an endowment fund to be able to support people in receiving those services so that if they're going through some sort of health crisis, currently the insurance structure doesn't really offer a lot of natural health and healing. And so I have this vision of creating an endowment fund that can help, like, provide scholarships to people in need. And that also subsidizes the people that I would have in my healing centers. And then the next bigger dream, as I was thinking about that dream of how insurance doesn't cover natural health and healing, I was like, well, shoot, why don't I create an insurance that covers natural health and healing?
So, oh, my God, you have big dreams and a big mission. Yeah, oh, my gosh. You know, count me in. I'm on board with that. That's awesome, awesome. You know, well, if anyone can do it, you're going to be the one that's going to do it. So, you know, love that you're thinking outside the box and it thinking bigger beyond just the immediate, you know. So I think we need more thinking like that, more than just the here and now, but the future and the bigger and, you know, more people and things of that nature. Because, yeah, I mean, that's what ripples are. You start with the tiny pebble where you are, and that tiny pebble can, you know, create ripples, which turns into waves further down the line. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Kudos to you for that. Now, let's talk a little bit. You have a free guide called Three Myths Healers and Holistic Practitioners Believe About Finding Clarity and Direction That Actually Keep You Stuck. So tell me a little about that. Tell me about this free guide. What is that all about?
Yeah, so it covers these three myths, and truth be told, there's actually a bonus fourth myth in there. it covers these three myths about getting clarity and direction, because a lot of times people, they just have misconceptions about what clarity actually means. And sort of like I mentioned earlier, it's easy to stay stuck if you don't take an action moving forward in a particular direction. And so when I'm, you know, working with healers who don't quite know, like they know that they want to do the healing work, but they're just not sure like what that looks like for them. It's this guide to sort of help bust some myths that keep them stuck in that place and help give them the tools that they need in order to take the steps forward and take the steps forward in order to get the next level of clarity that they need that's going to guide them and direct them to their calling.
Awesome, awesome. And where could those that are listening find that guide?
They can find it at Evoluna Healing, Evoluna healing.com/3myths. So, again, that's evolunahealing.com/3myths.
Okay, awesome. And I see here that you also have, this is something for all of you business people out there, a 5 to 7 minute assessment called Building Your Business, Building Your Business Assessment. So tell me a little bit about that. What's that one all about?
Yeah, so I just realized, like, there were a lot of steps in building your business. And I created this assessment so that emerging healers and holistic practitioners and spiritual women entrepreneurs could get a sense of where they are in the business building process and get a kind of a clearer picture of sort of the road ahead that they're going to need in order to develop a sustainable business around their calling. And I'll just talk a little bit about the word sustainable for a minute, because oftentimes we think of sustainability as like the financial side of sustainability, which is absolutely important because we need money to survive and thrive. And yet there's another side of sustainability that we often don't think about, which is that building your business in alignment with yourself piece. Because again, it's not sustainable if you're consistently trying to do things. I mean, as an entrepreneur, we have to expand beyond our comfort zone. It's like a requirement. And yet, sometimes we end up doing things for far too long that are not within our strengths, our passions, our skills. And so that sustainability piece is also like, how do I move more towards the things that light me up and fuel me and give me the motivation to move forward? And not get stuck in having to do the things that, you know, just don't light me up, or that I'm going to procrastinate because it's just not within my zone of genius. And so this building your business assessment kind of covers the whole gamut of, you know, starting a business, like all the, like the different aspects of what you need in order to build a sustainable business aligned in calling.
Awesome, awesome. And that one is available at evalunahealing.com/assessment. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So are there other ways that people can get in touch with you or connect with you if they're looking for, you know, to either find more clarity or build their own businesses? Are there other ways that people can connect with you?
Yeah, right now I think the best way to get in touch with me is through my Facebook community and adding me as a friend on Facebook. So you can find my Facebook community at Evaluna Healing, Evoluna healing.com/community. And that will link you straight to my Facebook group and join there and absolutely add me as a friend on Facebook. I would be delighted to connect. My name is Christine Sismondo, Christine with an E-N-E, not an I-N-E.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I think that's about all of our time for today. And I am so happy that you joined us here today, Christine. You are a wealth of information. I love your vision. I love, you know, what you want to bring to the world. So I just think that is just totally awesome. So anyway, so that's it for today's show. Be sure to visit Christine's page to grab her free resources, including her free guide, and take the assessment. And if you, for some reason, you can't get the links or you wrote it wrong or whatever as you're listening to this, I'm also going to drop the links on my page at livingnaturallyforlife.com/radio. Where you can get all of the links to her communities and her freebies and all of that stuff. And, of course, while you're there, you can also check out my own resources, including affirmations, meditations, ebooks, and all kinds of other stuff. And it's been awesome having you here, Christine. And thank you all for listening. And until next time, in health, this is Michaela Jones, MD. And you have been listening to Living Naturally with Michaela on News for the Soul Radio. See you next time.